The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and this one we'll begin with from Good Housekeeping. Your Guide to Giving. You know, Giving Tuesday is the 29th, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. 'Tis the season of generosity. Whether you're looking to offer time, money, or goods to those in need, we've compiled a list of some of our favorite charities. With organizations here that focus on many different causes, you're bound to find a charity you're excited to support. First, ways to give time. Our top picks for virtual opportunities based on your strengths. Making that connection is one of the best ways to stay committed to volunteering. Love history or adore animals? There's an org for that. Bilingual or a bookworm? You can help. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a little time. If you are bilingual, the nonprofit Clear Global offers language and translation support for humanitarian and development agencies as well as other nonprofits. If you're fluent in a second language, you can volunteer remotely as part of its Translators Without Borders community. Go to translatorswithoutborders.org, translatorswithoutborders.org. If you're an animal person, contribute to conservation efforts by tagging animals in images and videos through ZSL Instant Wild. Don't worry if you don't have expertise. The organization provides a field guide for each project. Volunteering by watching videos of animals while saving their futures sounds like a dream. Instant Wild, that's instantwild.zsl.org. If you're kind, the free app for Be My Eyes connects blind and low vision individuals with sighted volunteers who offer visual assistance through live video calls. As a volunteer, you'll respond to requests from people who need help with tasks from checking a food label to distinguishing colors to navigating a new area or reading instructions. Go to bemyeyes.com. bemyeyes.com. If you or one you love loves kids, the tagline for Career Village is simple. Volunteer to answer questions from students who want to be you when they grow up. Kids submit questions about various career paths, and you'll get notified if there's one you might be able to answer. It's like a virtual career fair you can participate in whenever you have time. It's careervillage.org, careervillage.org. If you're a history buff, Smithsonian Digital Volunteers help make historical documents and biodiversity data more accessible by transcribing and reviewing field notes, diaries, ledgers, logbooks, currency proof sheets, photo albums, manuscripts, and biodiversity specimen labels. Go to transcription, that's transcription.si.edu. If you're nurturing, the mission of Sidelines is to support women and families dealing with complicated pregnancy and premature birth, and it needs volunteers who have experienced those things to help achieve that. As a volunteer, you'll complete online training and provide emotional support to women by email, by phone, via video chat, and in discussion groups. Go to sidelines.org, S-I-D-E-L-I-N-E-S. And if you're curious, you've probably learned something from a TED Talk, and by volunteering as a translator for the organization through TED Translate, you'll enable others to do so too. Go to TED.com/participate/translate. And help in your neighborhood. Looking for a way to give your time in your own city or town? Use these ideas to find something that serves the needs of those around you. For kids and teens, pick up litter at a local park. Offer water or snacks to sanitation workers. Write cards to service members. Maintain a local biking or hiking trail. Rake leaves or shovel snow for a neighbor. And for adults, volunteer as a poll worker on election day. Clean up after a natural disaster. Drive seniors to doctor's visits. Foster a dog or a cat. Host a coat drive at a local business and become CPR certified. And ways to give goods. Here's how to find a good home for items you're not using, from winter coats to shoes. Winter Gear, onewarmcoat.org, onewarmcoat.org. Donate spare coats to One Warm Coat, a nonprofit that provides free ones to people in need. The org has hosted more than 43,000 coat drives and provided 7.3 million free coats since 1992, while keeping 18 million pounds of textiles out of landfills. It accepts new and gently worn coats, women's, men's, or children's, that are clean and wearable, i.e. without holes or stains. Workwear. You can donate to dressforsuccess.org, DressForSuccess. If your closet is overflowing with professional clothing, consider donating to Dress for Success, a nonprofit that empowers women by providing them with a number of services and work-appropriate clothing. Since it was founded in 1997, the organization has expanded to 144 cities in 23 countries and has helped more than 1.3 million women secure jobs and develop their careers. Dress for Success accepts clean, nearly new, ready-to-wear women's clothing that is work-appropriate and business-casual. Bras. By donating your old bras to freethegirls.org, freethegirls.org, you can help bring economic opportunity to survivors of sex trafficking in places like Mozambique and Costa Rica. The organization provides all donated bras to women who have escaped human trafficking. The women then have the opportunity to sell the bras in secondhand markets in their communities. To donate, fill out the donation form on the Free the Girls website, then drop off donations up to 5 bras at a time at a designated location or ship them directly to its donation processing center. And shoes. Soulsforsouls.org, S-O-L-E-S, the number 4, S-O-U-L-S.org, is all about turning shoes and clothing into opportunity. It collects unwanted footwear and clothing to fight poverty. The organization partners with community-based nonprofits in developing countries to help people start and grow businesses that sell donated shoes and clothing. Souls for Souls accepts new and gently worn shoes and clothing in all styles and sizes. And to help the homeless, here's what is needed most at shelters: cold weather clothing, reusable containers, baby supplies, toiletries, laundry detergent, feminine hygiene products, and underwear and socks. And ways to give money. Donating to a nonprofit organization is often the best way to make an impact. You also, in addition to these that they recommend, you can look up any that you're interested in Charity Navigator or Charity Watch. Here are some of their recommendations. Environmental Defense Fund, which earned Charity Navigator's highest rating, 4 stars, works to institute clean energy solutions, reduce emissions, and find sustainable ways to grow food and supply water. Along with influencing legislation and conducting research, the organization builds partnerships with corporations to help them become more environmentally friendly. Go to edf.org. No matter which types of animals you love most, the Animal Welfare Institute serves them. AWI engages with policymakers, scientists, industry, and the public to abolish factory farms, reduce experimentation on live animals, preserve species threatened with extinction, and more. Go to AWIONLINE.org. The Mission Continues develops volunteer opportunities for veterans with the goal of connecting former service members with under-resourced communities. Go to missioncontinues.org, missionconTinues.org. A Good Housekeeping Humanitarian Seal holder, No Kid Hungry, focuses on ending childhood hunger, which affects millions of children in the U.S. No Kid Hungry improves access to child nutrition programs, including school breakfasts, summer meals, and after-school meals. Go to nokidhungry.org, NOKIDHUNGRY.org. According to the World Health Organization, around 2.2 billion people lack access to safe water. The organization Water Mission is working to change that by building engineering solutions to provide clean, safe water for people around the globe. Go to watermission.org, WATERMISSION.org. The International Rescue Committee is on the ground serving people devastated by conflict and natural disasters. It has a footprint in more than 40 countries and 28 U.S. cities. Go to rescue.org, R-E-S-C-U-E. The Trevor Project provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ young people. The organization has set up the Trevor Lifeline as well as Trevor Chat and Trevor Text for 24/7 instant messaging and text messaging. It's the TrevorProject.org, TrevorProject.org. The Feeding America Network is the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. It works with farmers, manufacturers, and retailers to get safe and healthy food to a network of food banks, food pantries, and soup kitchens. Just a dollar helps provide 10 meals to people in need. Go to feedingamerica.org, FeedingAmerica.org. Dedicated to ending mass incarceration, excessive punishment, and racial and economic injustice, the Equal Justice Initiative advocates for criminal justice reform and supports impoverished and marginalized communities. Go to EJI.org. And last, Next for Autism creates and supports educational, clinical, and employment programs for adults with autism spectrum disorder. One recent initiative is partnering with companies to mentor and hire workers with autism. Go to nextforautism.org, nextforautism.org. And for fundraising, you don't have to be rich to give money to great causes. Pool the proceeds from one of these creative activities and send your favorite organization a chunk of change. Here are fundraising ideas. Offer gift wrapping services in your community. Lead a community hike day for a small fee. Organize a 50-50 raffle. Half the proceeds go to the winner, half to an organization. Sell donated items at a pop-up picnic in a local park. Suggest a penny drive at your kid's school. Each classroom gets a jar and classes race to fill them. Host a car wash. Ask for donations in lieu of gifts on your birthday. Host a step challenge with pledges tied to the number of steps taken. From Real Simple, the books list, top picks for every taste. We've got five options here today. A suspenseful page-turner. Anywhere You Run by Wanda M. Morris is the rare, heart-pounding thriller that's also deeply moving. In the summer of 64, 20-something sisters Violet and Marigold leave their hometown in Jim Crow, Mississippi, to escape very different troubles. One is suspected of murder, the other unmarried and pregnant. Neither realizes there's a man who's after them both, and their wrenching journey toward a new life will leave you breathless. Anywhere You Run by Wanda M. Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. For Book Club Gold, Ashley and Edith, both in their 40s, have been inseparable best friends since childhood, and now Edith is dying of ovarian cancer. Author Catherine Newman's book, N-E-W-M-A-N, We All Want Impossible Things, is an extraordinary ode to friendship, warm, sometimes outrageously funny, and as real as it gets. It celebrates the gift of long-term bonds without shying away from the pain of losing someone you can't imagine life without. An enlightening epic, the title character in Barbara Kingsolver's new... I think we already recommended this one last time. Never mind. Inspiring autobiography, Rabia Chaudhry, C-H-A-U-D-R-Y, author of the best-selling Adnan's Story and co-host of the podcast Undisclosed, explores how her Pakistani roots and American upbringing collided and contributed to her body image and sense of self in Fatty Fatty Boom Boom, a memoir of food, fat, and family. This triumphant tale celebrates loving yourself and eating good food, and even includes recipes. And a family drama, Danny Shapiro, the author, S-H-A-P-I-R-O. The gorgeous new novel, Signal Fires, begins in 1985 in a quiet suburb where three teenagers get into a drunk driving accident. The two Wilf siblings survive, but the events forever haunt their family. Years later, Schenkmans move across the street and have a child who forms a bond with the Wilf father. The family's lives intertwine in poignant ways, showing how relationships between siblings, parents, children, spouses, even neighbors, change over time. Have your tissues ready. From Women's Day, why you should practice gratitude on more than just Turkey Day. Easy ways and a few great reasons to feel better about yourself and the world. Thanksgiving is a day to give thanks, but we're all about that feel-good tradition. Turns out pausing to appreciate the good in life, has big-time benefits and is a smart habit to have 24/7 by 365. Here are some tips. Try a loving-kindness meditation. Send love or kind thoughts to three people, someone you care about, someone you may be in conflict with, and yourself, says Judy Ho, Ph.D., a clinical neuropsychologist and the author of, Stop Self-Sabotage, Six Steps to Unlock Your True Motivation. So her last name, H-O. It's a good routine to help develop a gratitude practice. Then imagine an alternate reality. If you're going through a rough patch, gratitude may feel elusive. Think about things you'd miss if they didn't exist. Start with simple comforts like your ability to get out of bed in the morning or have running water, says Ho. Focusing on what you'd find it hard not to have can help you realize that you have things to be thankful for even when life feels tough. Talk kindly to yourself is number three. Be mindful of the words you use when you speak about yourself. It doesn't always have to be 100% positive, but if you're thinking negatively, shift your thinking into something more neutral. Take time for self-care. Nurturing yourself is an important step toward feeling grateful. Rotate one self-care activity every day, big or small. Focus on six categories. Emotional, for do feel-good activities. The practical, things like washing dishes. Intellectual, challenging your mind. Physical, stretching or a walk. Spiritual, looking beyond yourself, e.g. time in nature or saying a prayer. And social, connecting with people. Next, hit pause each day. Mindfulness is all about awareness, and we need to pause to become more aware. That pause forces us to slow down and check in with ourselves. I think we should all do these check-ins a few times a day. Put pen to paper. Write down your thoughts throughout the day, separated into two sections, negative or disempowering thoughts and smile-worthy ones. Take inventory and keep building your positive emotions list. Those are your affirmations. And last, engage in morning mindfulness. One of my favorite things to do is the three things exercise, says Ho. Wake up and say out loud to yourself or someone else three things you're grateful for. If you get into the practice of doing that every day, you'll see a shift in how you view your life and your overall outlook. It's also great to share this practice with younger family members, such as at the breakfast table or on the way to school. From Women's Day, under lock and key, November 30th is Computer Security Day. Serves as an important reminder to safeguard your information. Start with these tips from Diana Kelly, a board member of the organization WISIS, Women in Cybersecurity. Get creative with security questions. What city were you born in? What's the name of your favorite pet? These are common prompts, but the answers may already be on your social media. Populate those responses with made-up answers that only you know. Turn on multi-factor authentication. MFA takes digital protection up a notch by requiring additional information. This could be a one-time code sent to your phone or a fingerprint or face scan. And use strong passwords or passphrases. Replace any simple passwords with random letters, numbers, and characters, or use strings of words such as inside, content, out takes chicken. Well, that'd do it. From Woman's Day, orange honey carrots with creamy herb dressing. 20 minutes is your active time. Total is 45, and it serves 8. We need a third of a cup of orange juice, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1.5 tablespoons honey, kosher salt and pepper, 2 pounds small carrots, 3 quarters of a cup plain Greek yogurt, 1 cup flat leaf parsley plus more for serving, 1 clove of garlic grated, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, and 1/4 cup toasted pine nuts. Heat oven to 425. In a bowl, whisk together orange juice, oil, vinegar, honey, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss carrots with orange juice mixture. Divide carrots between 2 sheets and bake, stirring vegetables and rotating pans halfway through, until golden brown and tender, 25 to 30 minutes. Meanwhile, in a food processor, puree yogurt, parsley, garlic, lemon juice, coriander, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper until smooth. Toss carrots with any liquid on baking sheets and transfer to platter. Drizzle with dressing and top with pine nuts and chopped parsley if desired. And from Good Housekeeping, sweet and spicy Brussels sprouts. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 30, and it serves 8. We need 2 pounds Brussels sprouts, trimmed and halved, 5 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 1/2 teaspoon hot paprika, kosher salt, 6 tablespoons pure maple syrup, 1.5 tablespoons sriracha, Aleppo pepper, and sliced scallions for serving. Now, this has some heat and flavor to it, no doubt. Heat air fryer to 375. In a large bowl, toss the Brussels sprouts with 4 tablespoons oil, then paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Air fry the sprouts in 2 batches until charred, crispy, and tender, 9 to 11 minutes. Meanwhile, in bowl, whisk together maple syrup, sriracha, and a pinch of salt. Transfer 2.5 tablespoons to a small bowl and whisk in remaining tablespoon of oil, set aside for serving. Transfer 1 batch roasted Brussels sprouts to a large bowl and toss with 2 tablespoons remaining syrup mixture. Repeat with remaining Brussels sprouts and 2 tablespoons syrup mixture. Transfer to platter, then drizzle with reserved maple oil mixture and sprinkle with Aleppo pepper and scallions if desired. From Good Housekeeping, in season, parsnips. They may not be the most popular root vegetable, but this underrated crop lends a sweet and earthy flavor to so many dishes. Here are some of our test kitchen's favorite ways to enjoy them. First, garlic mash. Place 1 pound each yellow potatoes and parsnips, peeled, potatoes cut into 2-inch pieces, parsnips cut into 1/4-inch pieces, and 6 cloves of garlic, peeled, in a large saucepan. Add enough cold water to cover and bring to a boil. Add a teaspoon of kosher salt and simmer until tender 15 to 20 minutes. Drain, return to the pot, and mash with a cup of whole milk, 4 tablespoons butter, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roasted parsnips. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss 1.5 pounds of parsnips, peeled, halved crosswise, thicker pieces halved lengthwise, with 1 tablespoon of oil, 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon ground allspice, and roast until deep golden brown, 25 to 30 minutes. Toss with 1 teaspoon lemon zest and 1 tablespoon lemon juice, then 2 tablespoons roasted pepitas. And last, spicy chips. Using a mandolin or the thinnest slicing blade on a food processor, thinly slice 1/2 pound of parsnips, transfer to a bowl. Toss with 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/8 teaspoon cayenne. Arrange in a single layer on 2 baking sheets lined with nonstick mats or parchment paper and bake at 350, rotating sheets halfway through, until golden brown and crisp and edges begin to curl, 25 to 30 minutes. From Good Housekeeping, Pumpkin Spice White Russian. Active and total time are both 5 minutes, and it serves 1. We need 1/4 cup of turbinado sugar, 1/4 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice plus a pinch, 1 tablespoon honey, 2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce Kahlua, ice cubes for serving, and a splash of heavy cream. In a shallow bowl, mix sugar and 1/4 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice. Put honey in a second shallow bowl. Dip rim of a rocks glass into the honey, then gently twist in the spiced sugar to create a sugared rim. In a rimmed glass, mix vodka, Kahlua, and a pinch of pumpkin pie spice, or in the rimmed glass. Then add ice cubes, top with heavy cream, and stir. From Woman's Day, ever considered a job in the STEM field? For Techies Day, Rachel Rothman, Good Housekeeping Chief Technologist, shared 3 tips for getting your foot in the door. Engage with STEM-related initiatives. Exposure and experience are key, starting with exploration through STEM-focused books, workshops, events, or internships. Invest in digital literacy. Learn to code through no or low-cost resources like Coursera and Code Academy, or find great digital coursework through programs like General Assembly. And find a sponsor. While mentors are great, sponsors have the power to affect change, such as helping you pivot to a STEM position within the company you work for. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Mags. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchoff for the North Carolina Reading Service. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.